Good morning. We continue with our study of the Olam HaYedidus between 6 and 10 every single day. And one of the thoughts that the great, wonderful Rav Volba was talking about was the concept of Emunah. And he pointed out yesterday that we all have inherent faith. Faith by definition, or trust by definition, is not necessarily a, quote, religious concept. Everyone believes in the world of trust. In fact, Rav Volba continues and says, by definition, as we proved yesterday, a world that exists with more than one individual and one creation, by definition, trusts. The scientist has to have rules of nature within which he trusts if he's going to be able to find the exceptions to those very same rules of nature. So by definition, we have a sense of a certain degree of trust. So when those who approached Rav Volba from a more progressive circle, arguing that he is an old-timer and he is a blind faith believer, actually, Rav Volba argues that it is the progressive wing that is blind faith believing, because even the progressive believes in a system of trust. It may not be the best system in the world, and it certainly is challenged by the old-fashioned system in history, but notwithstanding, an individual who is identifying himself or herself based on the philosophy of progressivism, by definition, believes in at least the people they are identifying with. Says Rav Volba to such a system, he says, look, you can believe in whatever you want to believe in, but you have to understand that that is actually more of a blind faith trust. A person who trusts in Hashem knows what he's getting. When you use history and you use HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his role in history, you are doing a lot less blind faith than you realize. I find that fascinating in modern times, where a certain political candidate recently told the world, just vote for me, I'll reveal my agenda after you elect me. To me, that's a lot of blind faith trust in an individual who's been sitting in a Congress for 50 years in politics. A person has to stop and realize, what do you believe? How do you believe it? Where are you putting before you go ahead and place a trust into an individual? You need to understand it, but still it doesn't change the central point Rav Volba is bringing about, which is, if you are an individual who exists within the world and you study trends and you study systems, you are, by definition, going ahead and you do have within you the power to believe. So where do things change? So Rav Volba turns now to discuss the fact that modern philosophers, and remember, he's speaking between the Six-Day War and the Yom Kippur War, between 6 and 10, hence the title of our series. He is speaking, and he when a period in time when Harry Stack Sullivan's philosophies were quite pronounced, and there was a belief in the world of philosophy and psychology that anxiety helps the world go around, that there's good anxiety and bad anxiety, there's yin and there's yang. And so what Rav Volba points out is the fact that he had a very hard time with the belief that it is anxiety that powers the world. This is quite the opposite. Anxiety encourages distance in the world. Olam HaYedidus, the world of friendship, begins with a certain understanding. And what is that? Distance doesn't make the world go round. It gets rid of the concept of trust, and it gets rid of the concept of neighborliness and friendliness. Quite the opposite. It is a dangerous factor, and it should not be the guiding force of the world at large. In fact, Rav Volba brings around, distance brings is brought out by fear. And as a result, people distance further. They don't bother to find out what's going on the other side. And that's how war comes about, because of distrust that comes out, because of distance, because of separation. And take a look at where we're sitting right now, in the midst of a pandemic, where distance is mandated and necessary. There's no question about it. But whereas physical distance is necessary, the concept of creating an other, a distrusted other, which is unfortunately becoming more and more and more and more prominent within our communities, and even within our Jewish community, it creates a very large problem that is unfortunately quite possibly very difficult to surmount, where fingers are being pointed. This brings about even internal war, and it's brought about, unfortunately, by fear. No, says Rav Volba, in the Olam HaYedidus, in the world that is based on a sense of faith, there is there is a explanation and a concept, and there is a possibility for people who aim to work together, and in such a world, there's nothing to fear. If we turn around and make that a critical piece of that which we do, and a critical understanding of the way that we operate, then every day can be a great day. Have a wonderful, terrific day.